Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, good morning.
Oh, sorry. Good morning, Sam Bernard. Outside broadcasts are always subject to a little...
Yeah.
And community radio, we like, we're human.
Well, it's about being spontaneous, isn't it?
It is.
Enjoying the moment, so yes. That's what life should be about. So
I have with me Sam Bernard, who is the project leader of the Seniors Village Hub.
Correct.
And that is where we are broadcasting from this morning, because that's downstairs from where we normally broadcast from at 77 Kite Street. So we are here for the U3A enrolment day, but also we're going to talk to Sam about the changes there have been turning the Seniors Citizens Centre into the Seniors Village Hub. So off you go, Sam.
It's very exciting. I am really feeling very blessed to be part of this journey. We need to get rid of the concept that the Senior Citizen Centre was for people that were, you know, 75 upwards. The reality is that the federal government looks at the definition of a senior is 55 and over, and which I think is great because, you know, that's when we're starting to transition from our work life into semi-retirement and then into retirement. So the concept is to create a community-driven, community-operated activity centre. So we have so many things on offer here at the moment already, but we're looking to grow activities throughout the course of the week based on what the hub members want to see. And it's about reducing social isolation. So the reality was COVID hit pretty hard.
Yes.
And we kind of all kind of shrunk back into our homes and got a bit lost on our social networks. The reality is we're out of that kind of pandemic phase now, but people still are struggling to move out of their homes again and start to reconnect with their community. So the Seniors Village Hub offers a safe space where we can slowly regain our interaction levels. And I'm really blessed that we have groups such as U3A, the Senior Citizens Association, Combined Pensioners that are part of that journey with us as well. They offer a huge amount of different activities themselves, but then the hub complements those activities. The kind of concept is to not double up on anything. So where we can collaborate, we'll collaborate. And if there's a gap, then I help create that opportunity for the community.
So partnership. So we try as much as possible from FM 107.5 to partner with you guys.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's fantastic. And that's what it's about. I think for so long we've kind of, everybody kind of locks themselves into one group instead of going, you know, there's all these amazing opportunities. And so the Village Hub is about bringing all of those opportunities together under one umbrella and offering them for free or minimal cost where possible. So,
yeah, sorry, I'm fiddling with my phone while I'm talking to you because I want to take a picture of you, Sam. So, you know, we are radio, but we also do Facebook.
Lovely. Make sure you get my good side.
So, look, it's interesting what you say about changing, you know, from the 75 plus to 55 plus because we had some friends over on Saturday night and they're just phasing into retirement and the woman was saying, oh, I'd love to do the U3A, but I've got the impression it's like for really old people. And I said, no, it isn't, and it's fantastic because it really helps you to have social interaction, to meet people, and also to have things to talk about, because as we leave work, we run out of things to talk about.
That's exactly right. And I think what I've identified is when we spend so much time at work that our colleagues become our social network.
That's right, yes.
Then we retire and we step out of that space and we're left going, oh, what do I do now?
Yes. Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of people retire and just stay at home.
Yes.
So what the aim of the Senior Village Hub is, we all have skills. And quite often, like part of the membership form is, do you have a skill set that you can share with someone?
Yes.
And most people will say no. And so I met with a lady the other day and clearly she spoke a different language as well as English. And I said to her, there's a skill set in itself.
Yeah.
Because how many people, we've got time now to learn a new language.
Yeah.
So how many people would love to do that? So, you know, that's on the radar now to try and implement that.
And we'd love you to send those people upstairs to us as well because we like to broadcast in different languages. And for many years we've had three or four Filipino programs, but we would love other emerging communities to come and broadcast in their language to their community.
Yeah. Such an exciting opportunity because we now have... And we have people within the hub that speak German, Japanese, Italian. So we do have. So it's very important that we collaborate, and that's I think the beauty of the Seniors Village Hub is about collaboration.
Yes, fantastic.
So, we have lots happening this week and next week, which is really important. I think we need to talk about
the Seniors Festival.
Seniors Festival. Oh my goodness, what an amazing fortnight we've got coming up. Mm-hmm. So council have been working tirelessly to get some different activities happening within the community, and majority of them are free, but we've got things like cooking demonstrations, bus trips to Canberra to the National Museum.
Yes, I saw that. Fabulous. Yeah.
We're going out to Manildra to the movies. We've got trivia. We've got a seniors dance. Oh, my goodness. The seniors dance is super exciting.
Yeah.
We've got Trouble with Johnny performing, which is Cecilia and Rocky. So there is a lot happening, and I would suggest if anybody is keen to kind of check out any of those activities, to give the team a call on 6393 8600 and book in for any of the 1 of 12 activities happening as part of Seniors Festival. The really exciting part of Seniors Festival for me is the official launch of the Seniors Village Hub.
Yes.
So we're having a grand opening on the 8th of February at 11 a.m. to 1, and we've got an incredible guest speaker coming, Marcus Pierce. I love Marcus. Now, Marcus has a podcast. For those who are keen to check out Marcus before coming to the launch, his podcast is called 100 Not Out. I would recommend it to anybody. It has inspired me to listen to ways to re-engage with our community, re-engage with our loved ones, how to stop and slow down, how to break that kind of stress code that we all get stressed, but how to not allow it to dictate our lives. And Marcus calls, and I love it, our aging community the exceptionals. And I love that term because we are, like, our aging community are.
Yes.
They have so many different stories to tell.
Yes.
They've lived in different generations to our younger ones, and they need to share that. I think it's a really good way to kind of bring us back and just be grateful for what we really have in a world now that has just become so busy, taking the time to just sit and talk and realise that sometimes the greatest way to engage with someone is put your phone down.
Yes.
Stop and just have a meaningful conversation with someone. So.
And look, that is a topic that we as a community radio station have talked about getting, what's it, living history.
Yes.
About getting people in and having a chat and saying, you know, what did you do and all that kind of thing. And also archiving it, because living history needs to be archived.
100%, I agree with that. I mean, I know that my children love being able to catch up with their grandparents and great-grandparents and learn things about them. And so, you know, we've talked with my parents about doing a book about the things they remember for their childhood, and we've given them notebooks to do that, because their grandchildren are truly interested in knowing.
Yes.
And they want to be able to pass that on to their children. So I think if we can create a space where people feel free of judgment and included, they're more likely to open up and share their stories. And I think we've got some incredible people to share stories with within the hub already.
And I recently was interviewed for the Baby Boomers Guide to the 21st Century.
Oh, wow, that would have been exciting.
Called Stepping Out, and it's done by Little Paddy Amphlett and Lex Marinos.
Wow.
And we've got that as a podcast on our on our website, fm1075.com.au.
Awesome.
So, and they also talk to other people from Orange, like Kate McClymont, our wonderful Kate McClymont, and talk to her about her whole journalism and everything. So podcasts and content is really important, and we see that as part of our role. So we'd love to collaborate
with
what you're trying to achieve.
I think for some of the people that might be listening, they might be going, oh, podcasts, what the heck? So this is a really great opportunity for me to say to anybody out there who's 55 and over and would love to come to the hub, podcasts are actually not that scary.
No.
And on Thursday mornings at 10:30, I teach a technology class for free. Come along and we'll teach you all about podcasts and how you can listen to them through iPads, your phones, many different devices.
Or just through your hearing aids, actually.
Exactly.
That's the best thing.
It's so incredible. Technology is incredible, but I think it's also very scary for people. So I try to take that fear away, and our technology class is starting to grow in numbers. And
so tell us again what time it is.
It's 10:30 on a Thursday. It's called Technology Thursday.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, I would encourage anyone that wants to learn how to use their phones. Mm-hmm. I know they all say, oh, my grandkids can do it. And I go, you know what, let's empower yourself to do it yourself.
Exactly.
So you can show the grandchildren. So
yes.
The other week we did a session on taking selfies, and that was fun.
Oh, yes, I should have come to that.
We
I'm terrible.
Selfies, and we did a video call. I showed everybody how to video call.
I do that a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to do that. We're going to have like a camera in our studio. Perfect. So that we can, you know, we'll be on, because some of our presenters do that. They are filming themselves and streaming onto Facebook during their program.
I think that's brilliant. And yeah. I think the value of that. I think again, technology can be really scary. But like I said to the class members that day, hearing someone's voice is great. Mm. But visually being able to see them and have that interaction with their expressions, it makes you feel closer when you can't be together. Yeah. And so I think there's a lot of power in video calls. And we've got the technology now, so why not use it to make ourselves feel safe, make ourselves feel loved and secure.
Yeah, and included. That's
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Have you got any other magic things to tell us about,
Sam? Oh, there's lots happening. There's a big sing-along happening at this afternoon here at the Hub from 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock.
Okay.
We're very blessed that we've got a free... We've been having sing-alongs for the last 4 Mondays.
Oh, okay.
And today's the last one of those. Uh-huh. So we're doing... At the moment, there's a program called Connect Community. So each month, we're doing a different activity for free.
Yeah.
And so this month was... singing, and so it's been beautiful to listen to. So we've got Tracy coming in this afternoon, and starting next week will be healthy cooking demonstrations with local nutritionist Jackie Jaspruza. So that's on Mondays, starting next Monday, the 6th, from 1 to 3, again here at the Hub.
Yep.
And you just give 6393-8600 a call and book in, but again it's free. So there's lots happening.
Excellent. It's really great to see this place being really used, and you're here during office hours.
I work Monday to Thursday, 8 till 3, so here during those times.
Yeah.
Keen to, for anyone that wants to pop in and find out a little bit more about what's happening in the community. One of the other things that I'm very happy to help with is people linking into my aged care services.
Yes.
I'm very blessed.
Which some people find that a bit daunting, don't they?
It is daunting, and it can be overwhelming for people, and so... Given that I have knowledge and experience in that as an aged care case manager, I'm more than happy to help share that knowledge with community members and help them access help if they need it. So,
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining us and telling us all about this, Sam. And we hope to be here next Wednesday for the launch and see if we can actually interview your guest speaker, who sounds fabulous.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him. I'm so excited. So everybody should be listening to his podcast. It just really gives you a whole new look on life.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Sam.
Bye.